go back to Jack Ryan.
It is good! And touchdown by Tyrone Tom Brady, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Yeah, black cherry, dark fruits. A finish goes on and on and on. Wound up a little tight right now, which Red Mountain can do. Yeah, this wine's going places. Like they all are.
Damon Hewitt was acquired as a free agent in the spring of 2001 after three seasons with the Miami Dolphins. Ostensibly, Hewitt was brought in to back up Drew Bledsoe, but training camp brought a change to the depth chart.
Well, it looked like a great opportunity to come in and back up Drew. I didn't know about this other skinny guy from Michigan that was on the practice squad the year before. And I sensed something different from the first time we were out on the practice field. You know, and I tell my friends and my brothers, and Brock could tell you today, and my brother, like, I'd call him and I said, this kid's really good. You know, did you play against him? Do you know him? And he's like, really? Yeah. This guy can sling it, and he's a psycho competitor. You know, and that's what the great ones are.
As the third quarterback on the team, Hewitt had a close-up look for one of the most important decisions in franchise history as a torch was passed from one quarterback to another.
If I'm being honest, it was a little awkward for a couple weeks, you know. Just, you know, again, Drew as a competitor too, you know, like I just mentioned, you know, he'd been the man in that town for so long. And all of a sudden his job is given away. So, I was kind of walking on thin ice on how to talk to Drew and, you know, do you want to support him and be his friend and be there for him and at the same time support Tom. I had a special front row seat, you know, watching, the Bill Belichick era begin, watching Tom Brady's, career begin. Tom's not going to remember this, and he might even say, Damon, you're making this up. But I'm not. I can remember that Super Bowl Sunday in the locker room, you know, and it's a long time after you've come in after warm-ups waiting for all the fireworks. And I remember Tom looking at me before that game and looking at me and saying, Damon, do you have any idea how it's going to feel to be world champs in 3 hours? I was like, man, let's go. Let's go, buddy. Okay.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the National Football League!
By day, Hewitt is the director of community relations for his alma mater, the University of Washington.
I have this amazing job. I serve as the director of external relations for Husky football. I'm involved in player development, some fundraising, donor relations. I do a little bit of recruiting. I'm also running a few of our camps, and then I'm the color analyst on the radio. So I kind of, a jack of all trades, master of none.
But his real passion lies in winemaking, as he partnered with former Dolphin teammate Dan Marino to create Passing Time Winery.
Well, I started as a young, dumb rookie in Miami who knew nothing about wine. And I was introduced to Dan's cellar, Dan Marino's cellar. And he had all these Washington wines in his cellar. And we'd always talked that one day, when I was done playing football, back home in the Northwest, that we were going to make a Washington wine together. So fast forward all these years, and here we are with Passing Time. We sold out our first two vintages, 2012 and 13. We've got a 96-point rating, which puts us in the top 1% of Cabernet producers in the United States. Huge, huge day for us, as Passing Time had 96 points, double back, 95. Once again, sorry, Drew, you come in second place. You know, I'm juggling a lot of balls, you know, with my family and three kids. And, you know, to be back working at the University of Washington, my alma mater, and to have this wine project with close friends, Dan Marino, and to compete against Drew still. It's so fun. Are you kidding me? What else would I rather be doing? Maybe still playing like Tom, but I'm having fun.